So I want to point out some common mistakes that women make with princes, obviously so that you can avoid them if you're a woman. And if you're a man, you can understand that she didn't mean to do this. She's just a woman and she thinks you're a hairy woman. So one of the mistakes that women make is expecting a prince, especially a middle prince, to know and remember the details of what's happening in your life. And he just can't do that. And even if he loved you more, he couldn't do it. And the best way to think about it is like a computer, and it has a certain amount of space on the screen, a certain number of programs that can be running at one time. The technical term, I believe, is RAM. So you want to imagine that almost all of the RAM is being used up by what he's building, and he can't pay attention to anything else. It's not that he doesn't want to, he just can't. And this comes into play because as gatherers, women collect preference information. And we think it's because we love somebody and not because our survival depends on it and it happens automatically. So when we have a conversation, when a man's talking to us, he thinks he's telling us about his day, and we're hearing all his preferences. We're hearing what he needs. We're making Christmas lists and Father's Day lists, and we assume that he is too. We assume that when we're telling him about things, and there's all these little hints in there about what we'd like and what we'd love, and that would be so neat, we think he's making lists too. And when we find out that he wasn't, we assume it's because he doesn't love us or he doesn't care about us. And that's not the reason. He's just not built to gather that information. And so it's foolish, especially with the middle prince, to expect him to remember all the little details about your life and to expect him to remember a little detail like your birthday. And I know, Tess, that doesn't seem like a little detail, but in the intense compression of building energy that is a middle prince's life, a birthday it's not likely to show up on the screen as anything other than a predicament. And what we recommend, given that the screen's all filled up with what he's building, we recommend being a friendly little pop-up and defying the pop-up blockers and being supportive by providing the information that he needs at a point when he can act on it. And an offering to do what you can to make life work. So to give a specific example, let's say it is your birthday and it's a week away, being like a normal woman and have it be a test. This is his test of his love for me. And you know how those tests turn out. They're just hideous. But we think if he really loved me, he'd remember it's my birthday and he'd know what I want. And it's not true. He really loves you and he doesn't remember it's your birthday and he doesn't know what you want. But if you told him what would make you happy, he would be delighted for you to have that. And it might really be great if you'd be willing to stop by and pick that up on your way home. And in the spirit of generous partnership, giving him lots of credit and appreciation for providing that for you for your birthday. That's what would work. And then it's your choice. You can do what works, or you can have it be a test and he'll fail and your feelings will be hurt and you'll be mad and then you'll cry and you'll rail at him and you'll complain about how he isn't paying enough attention to you. And the complaining doesn't mean he can pay any more attention to it. Just has him be really bummed that even though he spends all this time trying to provide for you and your family, you still don't appreciate him. Your pick. I know I might be being bad, but in this particular case, men are responding to women. And while being a middle prince, he can do nothing about that. You can have a lot to do with what that experience is like. And it can be great if you're willing to give up for a moment, like a decade-long moment, being the center of the universe and expecting that everything should revolve around you. And if you do that, you can have the kind of relationship where what your husband says about those 10 years or 12 years is that he never, ever could have done it without you.